All right, we got a special guest, former Oklahoma State quarterback Brandon Weeden, who just signed a deal with the Houston Texans. Getting ready to depart to go take care of some business down in Houston. Congratulations, Brandon, man. We're happy for you.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be it was nice kind of going back to a familiar spot. You don't have to relearn a bunch of new people, and I got a pretty good feel for the place. But, yeah, man, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, we're pumped for you, brother. Keep, as we were texting earlier, man, keep cashing and collecting them checks as long as they'll give them to you in that league. What was free agency like for you? I mean, after, you're not going to be with the Titans, is that just your agent on the phone? How'd that process kind of play out for you, man?
Yeah, you know, it took, once Kirk signed and Case and those guys kind of found their homes and kind of knew where they were going to be, you know, then the dominoes started to kind of fall. And Houston and Tennessee were kind of the two teams that kind of came down to at the end. And, Tennessee decided to go with Blaine. And I was in contact with, Coach O'Brien down in Houston for the last 3 or 4 days. And he wanted to get a deal done. So it's all going to work out. You know, I'm excited about it, man. It's a really good football team. And just a lot of things about it made sense. So, you know, it was. I'm not going to say it was as stressful as it was a couple years ago, but my agent did a good job and was able to, keep both teams interested.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever asked you this question before. If I have, I apologize for being redundant. But I watch Hard Knocks. Bill O'Brien, I really kind of fell in love with his personality, but I'm not the one that's the recipient of about 80,000 F-bombs that it seems like comes out of his mouth all the time. He's been known as a guy that was Tom Brady's quarterback coach. He was good at Penn State when he was there with the quarterback position. So what makes him a quarterback guru, Brandon?
He's it helps when you're around a guy like Brady, and he'll tell you, when he was around him, he was a sponge. I mean, he was like, look, if Tom came to me with ideas, never once did I say, no, we're not doing that. I mean, I always, kind of learned and just kind of went under his wing, and so he just he wants to try to make it as easy as possible. Playing the position so challenging to begin with, there's no reason to make it harder than it already is. And so he's big on simplifying things, and he doesn't really mess with you mechanically. He just calls good plays and tries to dial up good plays. He's a smart guy. He's what you kind of saw in Hard Knocks is kind of what you get. I mean, he's. He's a typical guy from up in the Northeast. He's tough. He says what he believes. He says what he thinks. And he doesn't beat around the bush. I mean, you're going to get the straight truth, which I respect. I enjoy playing for guys like that. And I think that's the way it should be done. He's a good football coach.
Talking about Brandon Weeden, former Oklahoma State quarterback, just signed a couple of days ago with the Houston Texans. It'll be Brandon's seventh season in the National Football League. They're just starting to fly by, man. But you had a chance to play behind Marcus Mariota, a bright young quarterback, and get a chance probably to share with him some of the things you've learned in the NFL. Now you're going to get a guy in Deshaun Watson, who was just so electric last year before he had the injury. What do you know about Deshaun, and are you looking forward to being in a room with him?
Yeah, I spent 4 or 5 months with him, before I got released last August. And so, I spent a lot of time around him. From the day he walked in, the way he carried himself, and the way he kind of went about his business, I could tell right away that it wasn't going to be too big for him. I knew right away he was going to be successful. Did I think he would do what he did last year? I mean, shoot, I don't know if anybody did. I mean, that was pretty unbelievable. But the kid, he's so talented. I mean, he's a smart guy. He throws the ball extremely well. Obviously, we know he can run around and make plays with his feet. But the guy gets it, man. He's a very mature guy, and like I said, from the minute he walked in the building, I think he had everybody's respect, and you could tell right away, look, this guy's been here, done it, and it's not going to be too big. He's got a bright future.
What happened? Mark, quick follow-up.
Yeah,
quick
go
follow-up
ahead.
Real quick on that. What's that like for you, Brandon? Like, I mean, because you're the older guy, and it kind of seems like you kind of, your role. I mean, you're going to be the backup quarterback. Obviously, the starter goes down. You got to be ready to step in. And as we saw with Nick Foles, all you need is an opportunity, and who knows what can happen. But what's your role like on a weekly basis or inside that quarterback room or on the practice field? I mean, are the coaches telling you, want you to help mentor them or, help these guys go through this process? Or How do those conversations kind of unfold behind the scenes?
Yeah, you know, each week's a little bit different. I think, you know, let's say we're going against a defense coordinator maybe I have some familiarity with. You know, I may try to get ahead of the game plan a little bit. You know, if we're doing third down on Thursday, on Wednesday I may have some, you know, I've already watched the third down tape, and I'll have some, not maybe ideas, but I'll maybe try to pick a few things out. We can get, you know, tips as far as coverages, maybe some pressures, you know, what they're trying to do in each situation of the football game. So, you know, as far as, you know, the mentor part, I mean, I'm one of those guys that I just kind of keep my head down and stay in my lane, you know. But, you know, if Deshaun ever need anything, I mean, I'd be willing to help. You know, some guys, you know, want me to watch, you know, maybe a game from earlier in the year, want me to go back and watch some tape to try to see if we can find some stuff on tape. So, you know, each quarterback, each starter is different, you know, how they go about it. You know, but for me, just kind of get in that routine and try to, you know, find out what works best for Deshaun, what he needs. You know, and for me, that helps me, because if I were to go play, then I'll be a little bit more prepared in that sense. So each guy's different. You know, we'll kind of find out as we get going. But however I can help, I mean, that's kind of my role, and that's my job on a week-to-week basis.
What happened in that division? Because you go back 2 years, and it was maybe the worst in football. Last year, everybody expected it to be maybe the winner is going to be 9-7. And this year, it's one of the best in football, I think, going in preseason-wise with what the Texans have. I think the Titans, people feel, are underrated. They won a playoff game on the road this year. And then you have Jacksonville, who won a playoff game on the road, a big one. Got to the conference championship. So,
yeah,
it's a tough division.
Yeah, you know, man, I think these owners and GMs are just spending a ton of money on the defensive side of the ball, you know, especially up front, you know. And, I mean, we've got two great ones, you know, with J.J. and Jadeveon. So, you know, you look in Jacksonville, they've got four, five, six guys that can really, you know, get after the passer. So, you know, the teams in our division, just they're spending a lot of money. And, you know, the guys are spending money on are turned out to be really good players and kind of helped them. I mean, I can see the Jacksonville thing coming, you know, from a mile away. I mean, you could tell they were on their way. I mean, they were doing some really good things in free agency, and they've all worked out. They've all been really good players. But, yeah, it's a tough division now. You know, a while back, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you know, you probably wouldn't say that. But now, I mean, it's you know, six of the games are going to be dogfights.
No question about that. Anything with the quarterback free agency, you kind of referenced it earlier. Were you surprised by anything that's transpired, or where some of these guys chose to go?
No, it kind of happened fast with Case. I didn't realize, you know, he had already made his mind up, and I think he has a great opportunity there in Denver. I think that was a good spot for him. But yeah, he kind of got that deal done quick. And then, you know, with Kirk, you know, given the other teams that are out there, again, I think Minnesota made sense for him. I mean, he's kind of a north, you know, from up north, and, you know, they got an outstanding football team as well. So it's a good opportunity for him to go in there and, you know, continue winning games. But now it kind of all shaked out, kind of like I probably would have guessed, you know, maybe given other than a couple of other, you know, players. But seemed like there was a lot of quarterbacks this year compared to other years. You know, there was just a bunch of movement, starters and backups, you know. So it made for a fun free agency, especially for, you know, especially for you guys. You guys were able to talk about it, and it gives you guys plenty of stuff to talk about. But no, it was it all kind of shook out, kind of like I kind of expected.
Are you going to sneak a peek at opening day tomorrow? And do you have the Cardinals, my Cardinals, in the World Series against your former team, the Yankees?
Man, I haven't watched a baseball game in, I don't know, 10 years probably. You know, I need to start following a little closer. I didn't even know tomorrow was opening day, I'll be honest. I've been kind of out of touch.
You were in the minors. You were playing 10 years ago.
I know, man. I got burnt out, man. I watched
140
games. I watched 140 games for 5 years, and I got burnt out, man. I've seen enough baseball.
All right, scratch that question. How's your bracket? Are you watching any in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I got busted a long time ago. I had Michigan State winning it all, and you know, they obviously let me down. So it's busted, just like everybody else's, I think.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Sister Jean?
I think it's awesome. Stories like that are cool. You know, there's always one, it seems like, every year in the tournament. And, man, they've ridden the ship, man. They're doing a they've had a heck of a tournament. I think it's a cool story. These Cinderella stories are a lot of fun.
When she first had those interviews, Dusty, after that first round win and they hit that big shot, I mean, people should have been more afraid of her than a 7-foot postman. I mean, there's more karma in that than there is in a first round pick. It's proven true.
She's got bobbleheads and Jordan's doing shirts on over. I mean, come on, she's
great.
That's
incredible.
Right. Yeah,
she's big time. Hey, what's your timeline? When are you heading down to Houston and when to workouts? When do you got to get to work?
I don't know the exact date. I was looking at the calendar. I'm assuming around April 16th or so, that Monday. But I'm headed down tomorrow to do my physical, kind of knock all that out, get everything signed. And then, we got about 2.5-3 weeks and, back to work. So I'm excited, looking forward to it, ready to get back to work.
Very good. Hey, last thing for me, Mason Rudolph, he graduates. He'll be drafted here pretty soon. Not to ask you specifically who's going to win the quarterback race, but you know Mike Gundy very well. You played for him. You've been in quarterback competitions with him choosing who's going to be the guy. What does he look for? What's going to be the most important factor in determining who's going to win this quarterback race by next fall?
Yeah, I hate to speculate. I don't want to put words in his mouth. I mean, I would have to assume he's going to go with the guy that maybe has been there for a little while. I don't really see him throwing a true freshman or a young guy in there, especially right away. With that being said, I think, seems like they've recruited fairly well. So hopefully, there's some competition there. Those guys all push each other to earn that role because, they got a good football team up there. So if they can find a quarterback that can kind of keep the thing going like Mason's been doing, that's obviously the ultimate goal. But I would have to assume he's going to have to go with somebody that's got a little bit of experience. Given the turnover on the roster and all that stuff, but you never know. You never know. Gundy can Gundy. You never know. You never know what you're going to get sometimes. So we'll see. I'm
Gundy
can to see what happens.
Gundy can Gundy might be my new favorite line of the week. You just made my day. Hey man, congrats again. We're pumped for you, and we'll talk again soon. Safe travels to H-Town.
All right, thanks, y'all. Talk to you soon.
See you.